Aleichu Chelekbeis Kuf Ein Zain Maareches Avoida Musaris. The set of essays that deals with not Limuda Musa but Avoida Musaris, actual practical steps that are taken. Hakdama, in introduction. Hamegama Harishana Bevina Adami Livnois Bo Ilam Pinimi. The first objective in building a human being is to construct within him an inner world. I made a note for myself to look at the first volume at Chelek Aleph Kuf Lamed Vav. So the first objective is to build an inner world within the person. Tchilasa shel pnimius iberatzoin, the beginning of pnimius is with a desire. V'seifa b'argasha, the end of it is with a certain sensation, feeling. Bereshis darko, at the beginning of one's path, hu mevater al pirsum kibudim umoterois. The person foregoes, he waves aside pirsum to become well known, this aspiration to make waves and to be at the center of things and all sorts of honors and luxuries. The person turns inwards, devotes himself to toil and terah, l'shipur midos, real improvement in one's midos, l'avoida shebalev, and avoida within oneself. Bimkoim haratzoi l'asik tovois chitzoniyois, instead of what motivates most people, which is a desire to attain external good, mis oirer boi ratzin amoik liskavel boroi. What he stimulates within himself is a deep desire to be close to the Creator. Bishtareish boi kivon chaimze, as this direction of life becomes rooted in the person, tischadeish boi hargasha daka va'adina b'inenei avoda. What he'll find is it'll bring about subtle sensations in inyanim of avoda. And once in a while, they will crystallize into clear points, which we call hasagois. This one we call the hasagois, a certain clarity about a particular point in avodah. As this process continues, he'll have these insights almost on a daily basis. Zoi pnimius, that's what we call pnimius, a deeper dimension within oneself. Im ribui ha'arois, as these points of clarity become more abundant, yitachen shiskeim bo mashikasav Rabbeinu Yonah, possibly what will happen to him is what Rabbeinu Yonah writes al ha'tzanua. Rabbeinu Yonah is talking about the person's tzanua. She'eino yoretze b'izgalus liboi. He does not wish to reveal himself. He will find himself more and more reserved in a certain way, not necessarily in his interaction with others, but he does not want to reveal what's inside. He has no interest in just splurging, opening up everything to the world. He finds it sufficient to have his inner world. That is sufficiently rich and satisfying that he does not need to go and just display everything and open up everything, as is the way today more and more. The author was fortunate enough to pass away before Facebook. It's not necessary to just publicize everything, to just open up and even the most trivial, the smallest things to just reveal to the whole world. He'll find that he does not want that. Ein oritzeb is galus liboy. Lichoira be'emes dalanu bevinyan olamein apnimi. It would seem that indeed it's sufficient for us to just build our inner worlds. Achroichenu, not so. The ultimate perfection lies in building our external world in the sense of our behavior, our conduct outside. You, my friend, the reader, listen well to these words, because these words will ring as alien in your ears. What do you mean that the perfection lies in building our external world? It sounds alien. Ikar avodah chitzoniyus? Is that the ikar? Omnamken, indeed, you're right. Yesh chitzoniyus treifa. For sure, there's a chitzoniyus which is treif. For sure, and we're not talking about that. So what is the treif chitzoniyus? Hapzila hatemidis mayomru abriyus. The constant, pzila literally means squinting, you know, looking over one's shoulder, we would say. Constant looking over one's shoulder. What will people say? What will people say? Hanehira lemuyesaros unechasim, chasing after assets and luxuries. Haredifachay kavod ufirsum, pursuing all the time kavod and to be in the center of things and to be taken, photos to be taken and to be advertised. And All of this, of course, is a chitzonius teifa. Le chitzonius zeis elenu lifnois erif. Of course, we have to turn our backs on such chitzonius. Aval yesh chitzonius shichiyuv b'avodah. But there's another chitzonius, which is an obligation, part of the avodah. As saif harishon b'shulchan aruch, the very first step in shulchan aruch, shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid, the pasuk, a place Hashem before me constantly, hu klal gadoil b'tira uv'malus tzadikim ha'ilchim lifnei Elokim. It's a klal gadoil in the Torah and in the levels of tzadikim who walk before Hashem. And the shulchan aruch then explains, ki en yeshivas ha'adam tnu asoiv asakam, because the way a person sits, the way a person gestures, the way a person in general conducts himself, when he's alone, complete privacy, nobody sees him, it is not it just doesn't behave in the same way. I mean, this is lying in his living room on the couch in his shorts and barefoot. It's not how you would sit and conduct himself in front of a great king. The way that he speaks and harchavas piv, literally to stretch one's mouth, whether in eating or whatever it is, the way he does it when he's at home with his family is not kedibro b'moshav ha'melech. When there's a formal banquet, a person doesn't eat in the same way that he eats when he's at home, v'chulei. Now, keta ze, this beginning part of the Shulchan Aruch, lakuach misoif sefer Morei Nevuchim. It's really a paraphrase of the end of Morei Nevuchim. Ve'oisoy sam haramo b'shila Shulchan Aruch. The Ramo puts it right here at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. V'inei kan kasuv rak advarim chitzonim. The Ramo is speaking about external conduct. Yeshiva, tenu'ah, asakim, the way a person sits, or reclines, or slouches, his gestures, his conduct, harchavas piv, the way that he eats, v'davka behem nikashu lifnei melech gadol. That's where we can see that a person sitting before the king. In that you can tell what sense of awe is he under. Hevei omer, im afilu yivnei adam b'kirbo ilam pnimi. Even if a person would build within himself an inner world, aval hu mufkar b'chitzei niyusei, but he's completely neglected, his chitzei niyus, adayin eino omer lifnei melech gadol akadosh bo. Such a person cannot be said to be standing in front of the great king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't work. HaBechina al zeh shumed lefanav yizbarach. The test, the indication that is before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he has the awareness that is before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hidavka b'zeh is in external conduct. Kitzad yoshev, how does he sit and how does he slouch and how does he all of that? Ma'ent nu isab, how does he gesture? Adkamu marchiv pi b'achilav b'tzchok. How much does he stretch his mouth, literally widen his mouth, either talking about eating or raucous laughter or things like that. Bo'ure, come and see. Rambam mone chamisha dvarim ha'me'akvim es ha'tefila. In the Hilchos Tefila, the Rambam enumerates five things that withhold the tefila, that hold it back, that prevent it from having its effect. Mehem arba'a chitzonim. Four of them are, again, to do with external conduct. V'rak achasi pnimis. Only the one has to do with the inner dimension, which is kavanas halev. He enumerates eight things that the mispalel has to be careful with. So all of them have to do with one's conduct, the way one presents oneself before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is in Lichos Tefillah. Again, the same point. The success of the tefillah, those things that are me'akev the tefillah, or on the contrary, push it forward, it depends on one's care in one's conduct. This is tried and tested. Okay, Tzad, how does this work? It's simple. We are composed of soul and body. We are more in touch with the body. It's more immediate to us. If we close ourselves off only in the inner dimension, only in our inner world, we only focus on the life of the soul, and we do not combine, we don't allow the body to partner with us in the avodah, we're deluding ourselves because we are not just a soul, we're not a malach. If we don't put the body into the avodah, we're standing outside still. We haven't entered inside, even if it seems to us that we have an inner world. והדברים עוד יזעמוקים. It goes even further, it's deeper. תנועת הגוף והחיזוק הנכונה יוצרת פנימיות. This is the deeper point. The way that one conducts one's body, one holds it, achizasoi, one's posture, creates pnimius. In itself, it influences one's pnimius. Al derech klicheres ha-mashbichim esayayin. By analogy to earthenware utensils that improve the wine, they allow the wine to age properly. So they're not just necessary as an external thing. They actually have an influence on the inner world of the person, just like the utensils have an effect on the quality of the wine. Haguf hu kli haneshama neir. The body is the kli, the utensil, the container, the neshama is the light. Haner dolek rak keshel kli muchan. The light, the lamp can burn only when you have that container, that utensil. Zoi ha-emes. The truth is kirva amitis l'Hashem v'l'avida soi. True closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his avida masigim davka al-yedei simas lev l'chitzinius ha-anaga. One attains that specifically by paying attention to one's conduct, outward conduct. Uvli dikduk b'masim chitzinim, without being punctilious about one's conduct outwardly. Yefshal agel l'pnimius amitis. One cannot reach true pnimius. One cannot be a true Talmid Chacham when one's conduct in sitting, in gestures, in eating, in laughing, all these things, when it's hefker. In that time, the Baal HaTaz was Gdoil Hador, kasher kama ha-meumah b'chol ha-tefutzos. Sviv Hashabzai Tzvi. So when the whole tumult arose around this Mashiach Sheker, Taz Lamod al Inere, the Taz wanted to find out what was going on. Hu hayaz kvar zaken muflag, he was very old, v'shalach es b'noi v'chasanoi leTurkia, lishuis al kankanoi. So he couldn't go himself, he sent his son and son-in-law to Turkey to ascertain the nature of this person, Shabzai Tzvi. This lishuis al kankanoi is a Gemara phrase, literally to smell what's in the container. The fort where he was being held at the time by the Muslim authorities was like a courtyard of a king. There were hundreds of Jews around the fort, and they wanted to see Shabbosai Tzvi and to hear him. So he received the shlichim of the Taz with tremendous honor, and he gave them a gift for the Taz. So when the son and son-in-law left after having had an audience with Shabbosai Tzvi, they were surrounded by the masses. They wanted to know what they thought of this person. That they told him that the Shabbosai Tzvi is a fraud. How did they see? Well, what did they see that convinced them that he was a fraud? Hu yashav pirakdan. Because he reclined. When he was sitting, he reclined. They knew. The Mashiach would not sit in such a way. The Mashiach is in such a state of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He would not just recline as if he's on the beach. He wasn't sitting as if he's before a great king. It's impossible that this is the Mashiach. V'day be'echlet be'avchana chitzonis zeis lefusoi. It was certainly sufficient on the basis of this external element to disqualify him. Ki gam lefi chitzonius adam nidon. A person is judged also according to his chitzonius. To summarize, yishnam ifo yishnei mini chitzonius. There are two types of chitzonius, and we shouldn't confuse the matter because of this terminology. Hachitzonius sheba chitzonius hi apsula sheshan lerachaka. The chitzonius is chitzonius, which is what we spoke about before. That's what's completely possible, and we need to distance. But the chitzonius attached to one's inner life and connected to it and associated with it is positive, and we have to build that. The Baalei Musar who drive this aspect of growth in yeshivos, when they spoke in public, often they would speak in public when they spoke to large numbers, they would speak about building the inner world of the Talmidim. However, when they gave the Adim in small and limited circles to a few Talmidim, they would nurture their external conduct. So far in this volume, we've dealt with building our inner world. As we now approach the description of Avodas HaMusar, we're going to combine these directions, the inner world with one's external conduct. A large portion of the Avodah will take part specifically in the external part, the conduct part. I want to remind you, beloved reader, what we said much earlier on, I think it's on Daf Mem Zayin, earlier on in the Sefer. Take chesed as an example. A person can think very exalted thoughts about chesed. He will not acquire through that the midah of chesed solidly. In contrast, if he does much chesed, if he's involved in chesed, he will slowly and gradually transform this midah to his nature. With dry deeds, nothing complicated, deeds that can be bothersome, can be just difficult, one acquires midos, one acquires them solidly. Chochma, in contrast to action, akarahi, it is sterile. It's of course Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Chazal said this many times, right? Etc. The chokhmah, in contrast, the we would call it the theory, in contrast to the application, is sterile. Cannot bestow upon the person midos tovos shetehapach nativ oimoyse, that will become his nature and his essence. Havu kavoid lachetzen yishev apnimius. One should realize, one should recognize the importance of the external conduct associated with one's inner growth. Adkan.